as I look back over time, even though I know time don't exist, but I look back over the cycles, put it that way. When I got serious about figuring out what this place was, and I finally cut off the music, I had already cut the TV off 20 years before that. And I started looking for what's really going on. Then people had to drop out of my life, you know. I had to slowly drop them, because how are you going to grow into wholeness when everybody around you is in selfishness and partiality and pessimism and unthankful and ungrateful and just part of the world system, you know? Even though they claim to be saved, they're still part of the system. And the unsaved people around you, the unsaved bloodline, those people get worse over time, you know? And you're sitting there listening to them, and it's all about self, and it has nothing to do with anybody else. It's just about their little agenda, whatever they want. And it's like, all of these people have got to go. You might work with them, whatever, you pray about it, and they move on. Because you can't deal with those kind of people. There's a group of people out there that, there's all kinds, but there's one group out there that they can see it in others, but they can't see it in themselves. And it's like the whole purpose of seeing it in others is so you can see it in yourself. But they stay there in a forever loop of seeing the problem with other people, but they can never see their own. And if you call them out on it, and even if you do it nice, they get mad. They don't even say nothing. When you can show it with a concrete example, remember how you complained about this person doing this? Yeah. Well, didn't you just do that? And they get quiet. And they don't even say nothing. They just look at you with this hatred. They look at you with a hatred that blows your mind, that they can't say, yeah, they can't laugh at themselves. They can't admit it. The very thing that they're saying about others they're guilty of, they can't admit it. Part of the process of seeing issues in other people is so you can do a mirror reflection. It's a conversation for a reason. It's an observation for a reason. So you can observe it in others that you don't have to follow that path. Whether it's their thinking, whether it's their emotions, their will, their intellect, their foolishness, whatever it is. If you see it in others, then you should be able to say, okay, am I doing that? Do I see it in myself? Their bitterness, their unforgiveness, there's no compassion, there's no love, there's no agape love, there's no introspection with these people. If you can see it in others, you ought to be able to see it in yourself. Doesn't matter who it is. Doesn't matter if it's Larry Fink of BlackRock. If you watch him and you listen to him, he really thinks he's trying to do good. And he's caught up into this global warming stuff and all that stuff. He don't even realize that he's being deceived by the devil and the propaganda of the devil. He don't even realize it. Going down the highway, I got these people that try to tailgate. But if somebody was tailgating them, they would get mad. The agenda of the New World Order should be so obvious to these CEOs that they can't even see it. they're caught up in some kind of loop-de-loop where they can't see themselves. They can't break out of the lies of the system. Even though they're major CEOs handling a lot of people's money, they can't see their own junk. Blows your mind. How do they rise up in that system and they can't even see their own junk? It blows the ever-living mind out of you. You just like, you listen to these people. The very thing that they're pointing their finger, they're guilty of, and usually is 10 times more, 10 times worse. What you should be able to do, though, is use the observation, okay? You can have a conversation, you know, this person's doing this, they're not showing agape love, they're not forgiving, they're not this, they're all about self. And then you could look at that person and say, what areas am I doing that? Or what areas did I grow out of that when I used to be like that? Now, you won't even, if you grow out of it, you won't even be around, you won't even want to be around those people. Because that used to be the old you, but that's not you anymore. If you were raised around a family, a bunch of con artists, and you were tended to thought that was funny, eventually you'll grow out of that and you'll see somebody who's a con artist and they'll get on your nerves. If you had the win-lose mentality at one time and you grew out of that, and then you get around people with the win-lose mentality, they'll get on your nerves. If you had the Jezebel spirit at one time and you escaped that, and you get around to Jezebel, you won't want to be around that person because that's not who you are anymore. You can't resonate with that. If you were narcissistic in the way you talked, and because you were born in a narcissistic system, not only would you want to get away from that kind of person, you won't want to escape the system because the system's narcissistic. That's why the saint, the born-again saint, wants to get out of this place, because this earth plane, every born-again person that I've ever talked to, they want to leave this place. They're tired of this place. But they keep going. Because you can see through it. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ, and you see the mindset of people who are not in love, they're not in truth, they're not in grace, they're not in compassion, they're not in empathy or sympathy, they're not in it. And if they are, and the ones that claim to be but are not, they're doing it for just outward show. They're doing it as a social justice warrior mindset, which is nothing more than virtue signaling. Look at me, I'm virtuous, and let me signal how virtuous I am, but deep down inside, I hate everybody. Deep down inside, I hate the truth. Deep down inside, I hate Jesus. Deep down inside, I hate the Ten Commandments. I don't want to do anything that's virtuous at all. I just want my virtue signaling to put up that I am virtuous, even though I hate the Bible, I hate the Ten Commandments, I hate Jesus who's holy and separate. I hate all that stuff. But I want to be virtuous. That's what that's their whole mindset. People pleasers. So when they're around people, they want to please them. These, if you're married to one of these, you know what I'm talking about. When they get around people, they're just people pleasers, right? But when they go home, they're devils. When they're home, they're a devil. When they're out in society, they're a saint. Outward show. But inside, the devil. I learned doing rideshare that there's a lot of good people out there. And there's people out there wanting the truth. But I also learned rideshare, online, working, just life in general. I also learned there's people out there want the truth, but they don't really want the real truth. They want the truth if it feels good. But if you give them the truth that Jesus alone saves, and you're a sinner, and you deserve hell, and you're going to burn unless you run to Jesus and get saved, they don't want that kind of truth. They want the truth that feels good, their truth, which is not even truth. All you have to do is look out your front door and see the sin. The second law of thermodynamics is everywhere. Everything gets dirty and disorderly. If you want a job, go get you a cleaning job. You'll always have a job because everything needs to be cleaned. Everything gets disorderly. Just get you a job. Ordering people's... Go create a business where you order people's clothes. You get people's closet organized. The system is nothing but sin. Because it's made by what? Mankind. Which is born in sin. The energy of the flesh. So that answers my question about Black Rock and Blackstone. How can they not see that they're being lied to? Because they're trusting a system. They're trying to create a system thinking that they can create heaven on earth. And there ain't no system that's going to be heaven on earth. Hello. They want a system to be perfect, but they're not perfect. So how can they create a system that's perfect? They want a system that's like heaven. They want the earth to be like heaven, but this ain't heaven. This is not even the new heaven and new earth. This is not even the new earth. This is not even the new earth. If the earth plane's a reflection of the archetypes in heaven, if what it seems like, then what's the new heaven going to be like? Because there's going to be a whole new ball game going on if it's a new heaven and new earth. Now, is that talking about the which heaven? There's three heavens, you know. The Bible talks about the third heaven. I guess the third heaven never changes, but the new heaven and new earth, maybe he's talking about the second. Or the first. I'm not sure. But if there's a new earth, just like if the priesthood changes, the law has to change. We move from law to grace. If the priesthood changes, the law has to change. So that's why people like China and North Korea are never going to be ahead of the game, because they're under the wrong priesthood. They're still under law. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. And so everything above initiates what's below. So your mind is in your head. It initiates what your body does, right? Your thoughts initiate your body's reactions. That's why you have a temple on the side of your head, because the temple is where the real business goes on. Because Israel had a temple, right? And the synapse is in your brain. Go back to a spiritual thing. Anyway, long story short, as you grow and you get out of the old ways of thinking, you can't go back, and those people have to just fall out of your life. You don't even have those kind of conversations anymore. They have conversations that you look back and you say, I used to think like that. I used to be like that. You don't even think that way anymore.